Hank didn't know it, but the good friend who had gifted him his new watch had been in his house only a week before that fateful day. The 30-year-old blonde man was certain he hadn't seen Jules for over 5 years, ever since they were in college together, but that wasn't the case. He simply didn't remember anything that happened that night. Jules had held a grudge against Hank ever since they were college roommates. The young man had always been attracted to guys like Hank, but he hesitated when it came to telling people about his sexuality. That was because some folk could be so close-minded when it came to gays and lesbians. And so he had kept his crush a secret for so long, until one night, while the two of them drunkenly chatted, he dared make a move. Jules had leaned in and kissed Hank, feeling his heart beating so fast inside his chest. Would Hank reject him? Or maybe he'd kiss him back. He was too drunk to keep his feelings in check any longer, and so decided to jump into the pool without checking if it had water before he did so. What Jules wasn't expecting was for Hank to violently shove him away, yelling cruel slurs at him and stomping out the shared living room into his own bedroom. "Don't you ever fucking touch me again, you fag," Hank had screamed harshly, just before slamming the door behind him. Jules had barely been able to sleep that night, furious and embarrassed, tossing and turning in bed for hours. When he finally got out of his room the following morning, he was shocked to see Hank sitting there, drinking coffee, nursing a massive hangover, and not remembering anything about the previous night. "Hey man, what did we do yesterday? My head is pounding. Don't let me drink so much next time," Hank said, sipping at his coffee and smiling as if nothing was wrong. He had insulted Jules, threatened to kick his butt, and stomped out on the guy who was supposed to be his best friend, but now he didn't even remember it? That was messed up, and Jules wanted to snap at Hank and tell him how much of a jackass he was. Instead, he forced himself to smile and pretend nothing was wrong. He decided right then and there that he would take revenge on Hank. So he was so insulted by the idea of being kissed by a gay man. Well, he'll be one soon enough. As soon as Jules discovered a way to get it done, at least. And so, ever since Jules graduated with a major in psychiatry, he began to investigate and specialize in meditation and hypnosis techniques, making a good living while he continued planning his revenge. He practiced on his many customers, planting small cues here and there, and checking as time went by if they worked. That way he began to tune his technique over the following years, making sure he had it down to a T before he started his elaborate revenge. It was a long journey to vengeance, but it was worth it. It was a year before reaching out to Hank once again that he began turning random men into gay men. He didn't care much who they were, or what kind of life they had. All he needed was several test subjects to experiment on. He decided a watch was the perfect totem object, the ideal anchor to attach to his victims. It was something that wouldn't attract people's attention or make anyone suspicious. And so, during his hypnosis sessions, he would slowly introduce the idea that the more they wore the watch, the more they'd enjoy the company of other men. They'd ache to leave everything behind just to jump into bed with a random guy. Over time, they'd become convinced that the watch was responsible for it all, and that it connected them to other men wearing it. That all they could think about was fucking every gay guy that crossed their path. Constantly horny, happy, and erect. It took him an entire year to be sure that nothing could go wrong, that there was no way Hank could avoid his punishment. That was when he called Hank after all those years and happily told him he'd love to get together and catch up. Hank had been happy to do so and invited him over the following night for dinner. Jules grinned wickedly to himself and readily agreed. The very next night, he arrived at Hank's doorstep, an expensive bottle of wine in his hands. His old roommate welcomed him with open arms, and they sat down in the ample living room, where Hank told Jules all about his life and the woman he'd soon be marrying. "She's amazing. The love of my life. I'd love you to meet Lacey next time," Hank told Jules, and his old friend agreed, though he knew there wouldn't be a next time. And Lacey would be promptly dumped less than 2 weeks after that night. "That sounds lovely," Jules agreed, lying through his teeth. "So what have you been up to?" "I have my own practice," Jules explained, and after describing his job for a few minutes, he grinned and leaned forward. "I specialize in regression and hypnotism." Jules knew Hank was too curious for his own good, and as he had predicted, his old college friend took the bait. He asked to be hypnotized, just to try it, and added, "I'm sure I can't be hypnotized, though." "It doesn't work on all people, right?" "Oh, no, of course not. I'm sure it won't work on you either." Jules lied again. He knew Hank wouldn't be able to resist his technique. No way in hell. And so he got Hank to stare at the watch, ticking away second after second, repeating the mantra he had prepared and perfected over time. "You feel your eyelids growing so heavy. You're sleepy. Feeling drowsy and perfectly calm. You will only focus on the sound of my voice." He spoke softly and didn't stop until Hank was in the perfect suggestive state. "Are you awake, Hank?" he asked, snapping his fingers in front of his face. But Hank didn't react. Jules smiled to himself and rubbed his hands together. "The time is here, at last." He began to explain to Hank how he'd receive a gift a week after that night, that he wouldn't remember his visit, and that he'd be delighted with the watch. He'd slowly begin to believe that the watch was turning him gay, and ache to be with other men wearing it. "You'll be so gay that the idea of touching a woman will become repulsive to you. You'll dump Lacey and fuck every single gay man who flirts with you. You'll be happy and aroused all the time, as long as you follow these simple instructions. Do you understand?
I understand, Hank replied with a monotonous, sleepy voice.
Good. Now, you are desperate to suck dick. Right? This instant. You need to have a cock inside your mouth so badly that you'll beg for it until I agree to let you have it. The very next second, Hank was on his knees, hands pressed together in a praying position, pleading with Jules to let him suck his dick. Please, I need it so bad. I need your cock inside my mouth. Let me suck it. Let me lick it. Come inside my mouth. Let me swallow your seed. Please. Please, Jules. He begged miserably and pathetically, trying desperately to lower his friend's pants.
No, you can't do it, Jules replied cruelly, making Hank whimper in distress. You can't have my cock.
But I need it. Please, I'll do anything. Please. He continued to plead, and finally, Jules relented, smirking cruelly.
Only if you allow me to record it, Jules said, and Hank agreed at once.
Anything you want. Jules, I need it. That was when Jules lowered his zipper and fished his dick out, offering it to Hank like he would offer a treat to a dog. Hank desperately lunged forward, gulping Jules' erection as if he had been sucking cocks for years, as if he had never touched a woman in his entire life. He rolled his tongue up and down his shaft, humming with arousal and relief, sucking hard and working desperately to get Jules' cum. Jules recorded it all, mocking and laughing at Hank, who just kept on sucking with delight. When he finally thrust his hips up, coming hard inside his old crush's mouth, Hank eagerly swallowed every last bit.
Thank you. Thank you, Hank said, looking up at the camera. I needed your cum so bad.
It was all on camera, and Hank would see it uploaded on the internet only a few weeks after that night. Of course, by then, he wouldn't mind at all.
Now go to bed and wait for your gift to arrive, Hank. You'll soon be a raging gay man, and you'll never know it was me who turned you into one, Jules said before walking out the door, satisfied to having finally taken revenge on his old flame.
I hope you enjoyed listening to this story. Please remember that I have plenty more content like this or better on my website, jackdominates.com.